Because election expenses, a different form of expense, were up for discussion in the Dáil today when the Taoiseach called for a debate on Sinn Féin spending on the 2019 elections. Jennifer, there's been a good bit of back and forth, particularly between Fine Gael and Sinn Féin on election expenses since six men, one van, numerous posters, gate. What's the issue with the local election expenses now and this particular issue of Sinn Féin's expenses?
Yeah, this is the grudge war, I think, between Sinn Féin and Fine Gael that's rolling on every single day. So effectively, this is a story in the Irish Independent that Sinn Féin, I think they'd gone through their accounts and looked at their finances, and one of the issues that came up that they highlighted was they said Sinn Féin said they spent €21 per candidate in the local elections in 2019, which would be less than €5,000, which would be in comparison to, they gave the example of Fianna Fáil, I think, which had spending of around €300,000. And the question that was asked in the Dáil by Fine Gael was, how is this possible and is this realistic? And this follows a couple of other stories. We had a story in the Irish Times about inaccuracies, errors, omissions that appear to have happened in their consolidated accounts. We had an independent accountant validate that. And I think this all arose particularly after the issue around Pascal Donoghue's posters. And I think that's why you're seeing Fine Gael kick this issue so hard.
Right. Martin Hayden, you might want to put more water in your cup there. We'll go to Darren O'Rourke on this first. So first of all, are you in the process of correcting omissions in your election expense accounts to either SIPO or to local authorities?
For 2019, no. And
so did you fight the local elections for €4,775?
But that's the, so we're talking about different things here, and obviously they're Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in particular seem to account in a different way. Obviously,
okay, so where is the information available in the public domain for people to see how much was spent?
So say, for example, it would be the combined total of, you know, mine. I contested the 2019 local elections. I declared my spend as a candidate. So it's the sum total of the individual candidates plus the €4,000 that was spent centrally. And I know it's a statement of fact, having gone through that process, that it was our spend. It's a local spend. I know.
When you say local spend, are you talking of this is spent that's lodged with your local county council, your local authority?
No, it's the spend on the local election campaign that I as a candidate declare at the end of the election.
And declare to whom and where is that available?
It's available through SIPO. The returns to SIPO the same as general election. But also, to make the point, I think the Green Party, no questions from Fine Gael in relation to the Green Party, because the Green Party returned nil returns, zero. And I think the election...
A fraction of the candidates of you and have nothing like the election
zero.
Coffers
okay.
that you have, nothing well, like the funding that you have. So the idea that you gave €21
but we
to
didn't
each
give
of
any.
Your candidates.
No,
you gave nothing.
It's not,
so
exactly.
the €21 is wrong.
What he said is that that's the national spend.
That's the national spend.
And other spend was reflected per candidate, per local area, through SIPO. So Nyasa, is that what you did?
I made a return for myself. Yeah, that's true. And I don't believe that the party
SIPO.
Has... Yeah, yeah. And
yeah.
and I don't believe the
so
party
the
has
difference?
A huge... I would say that the difference is that we didn't have any money. We have no money. In the Greens in 2019, we had two TDs and there wasn't a ton of funding.
Right, but in terms of how it's accounted for, you didn't account for it in any different way to how Sinn Féin accounted for it.
I don't think so. No, not particularly. But again, we didn't run a campaign and a national campaign in the same way.
And the agent is...
No, it's not the same.
It's exactly the same.
You run hundreds of candidates and you run a few candidates, it's totally different.
Well, I can... It's exactly the same because they're accounted in the same way. The local spend is accounted locally by the Green Party. The local spend is accounted locally by Sinn Féin. The national spend, they had zero, is accounted nationally.
So Martin Hayden, there you have two parties sitting beside you. They both account for their money, albeit in different amounts, in the same way. Why pick on one of them?
So I'm delighted to see Darren here. And Darren, you going to let me speak, if you don't mind? I'm delighted to see Darren here and engaging on this issue, because most of his colleagues have absolutely gone to ground. Over the last 7 weeks, we have seen a litany of issues arise affecting every single election over the last 10 years that Sinn Féin have been involved with, back from 2011 all the way through. I'm really surprised by his response in relation to the 2019 local elections.
Shouldn't be.
Because Sinn Féin claimed to have spent €4,775, which is €21
okay,
per
one voice at a time.
Hold on, we
get a chance to come back in.
Local
Martin election. Do you accept the explanation there that that's the national office spend and that local candidates accounted per local area to sip out themselves?
No, because the law is the local election candidate spending is filed with the local authority, and it's against the law that it would be done in any other way with SIPO. And to sit here and suggest that Sinn Féin aren't going to amend that is wrong, and that's why we needed a debate in it all on this.
Do you accept, Darren O'Rourke, that it's been filed in the wrong place?
It's not that, well, I need to check. Well, it's a standards system. You know, we get sent out the letters if it's the local authority in SIPO. That's I filed it.
So you're not ruling out that it may have been filed in the wrong place.
They're easily accessible.
They're
absolutely not filed in the it's not possible to file them in the wrong place because you get the forms sent out
that's
to
true.
You
and fairness,
you return
that,
them
that
to
is
you.
True. You get the file. And I actually, you said to me, did you file it with SIPO? And I said, oh yeah, I think so. But actually, the file, that is fair. You know, the forms come, you fill them in and you send them off. Whether it is probably the local authority, but that doesn't mean that you didn't fill them in. In fairness, now.
What I would say, what we need is here is a debate and a proper debate in the Dáil.
Thousands. That literally means me as a candidate against my Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael colleagues.
No. Wait. We're going to have one voice at a time, and the next voice we're going to hear is going to be Jennifer Bray. Jennifer.
I hope I live up to that now after being built. I think there really is a lack of transparency here generally. In relation to a lot of parties, there's a lot of sloppiness. But I do think in relation to Sinn Féin's finances, it is just incredibly, I wouldn't even use the word complex, it's just incredibly confusing. And I think there has been zero transparency from the party around how your accounting structures work. And actually, Martin is right, you guys have completely gone to ground every time an issue has come up, and there have been at least five or six issues in the last
completely accountable.
Piers Doherty is the party treasurer who has signed off on all of the accounts for every election since 2011, and he has failed to answer any questions in this in the last 7 weeks as all of these issues have come up from 2011 and the donation from Jonathan Dowdall to Mary Lou MacDonald and her changing of her story 4 months after that point.
There's a big basket of goods there. Darren O'Rourke, lack of transparency, Jennifer Bray has said, a number of outstanding questions, and running from those questions, said Martin Hayden. What's your answer?
I don't accept that at all. We're accountable through the structures that are there to SIPO or the local authorities. We make those declarations. They are publicly available.
And your party is not currently in the process of amending or clarifying any election expenses with SIPO. You don't have an outside accountant engaged who's going through that to make sure they went to the right place.
We would do that in response to SIPO.
Does SIPO have any outstanding questions about the party's finances?
Do any local authorities
have outstanding questions about your party finances? So there are no issues.
€5,000 isn't even enough for a print run of your manifesto.
It lacks
what about the Facebook ads for the party? Maybe I'm cynical.
Your party declared
zero. But we didn't have any money. We didn't have millions.
Yeah, but you have manifestos.
You guys have millions.
We all know how much money Sinn Féin spend on elections.
No, there's no answers here.
There's no accountability. And there's no credibility to your claims.
All right, speaking of questions, Martin Hayden, your colleague, the recently resigned minister, Damien English, he resigned himself. He decided what political price he was going to pay, and he resigned his job. However, there is still the matter of misleading information being provided on a planning application, and he has resigned over that. However, the question has not been answered as to why and how that information was on that form. And if you're calling on Sinn Féin to answer questions to the Dáil on this, why not call on your own party colleague to clear up that particular issue?
My party colleague resigned on this matter.
I know, but with respect, that was a political price he chose to pay himself.
That was a huge price.
Even in his own judgment, it was an appropriate price, not disproportionate to what happened. However, there is still the issue of how that information and why that information was put on the form.
Yes. Look, Damien made one mistake here. He put his hand up and said that was wrong, and he resigned at the back of it. from where I'm sitting, that is a huge political price to pay. And to try and conflate that with Sinn Féin refusing to answer any questions, I don't see them as comparable at all, because we have a politician here who's paid a huge price in terms of his political career.
But that was a price of his own choosing. There has been seemingly, and the Taoiseach couldn't go into this, there has been no process within the party to do anything about that. There has been no question over the whip and no calls from within the party for him to answer further questions. Why not? If you're in the business of looking for accountability to the House, why should he not be paid
a huge price for that? You're making a comparison with Sinn Féin, who aren't paying any price. They're not even giving us openness and transparency. Damien English admitted that he was wrong, how that form was filled out, and he resigned his position. He's no longer a minister in government.
Can I just really say quickly, there's a very simple remedy for this, for both cases, insofar as you can only call somebody before the Dáil to answer questions about their internal finances, their own personal finances, if they're an office holder. And if you change the standing orders, very simple to do, you could actually bring Sinn Féin in front of the Dáil and anybody else you would like to answer questions.
All right. And Darren Rourke, I think your party said you would be willing to answer questions on any of this?
Oh, well, I think we're answerable to SIPO in relation to it, and we're engaged on any of these matters.
But if the opportunity arose, you'd be happy to answer questions on it?
Well, no, we are constantly engaged with SIPO in the way that organisations that political parties do and public representatives do. We fill in returns.
Right.
It's for them to initiate.
But they couldn't refuse if you changed the standing orders.
Okay, all right.